Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, listeners all over the world. I am your host, Karen Allen of La Femme de Prose, the podcast of Focus on Women magazine. Thank you so much for joining me today. My guest today is the Service Engagement Supervisor for Coach Mentors. What is that, right? Well, it's a support service for clients in therapy who want to put their session work into practice in the real world. We're going to find out exactly what that means because Amy Gottheimer is, in fact, that person, Service Engagement Supervisor. We don't even know what that means exactly. And she works for Coach Mentors. So we're going to find out exactly what this firm does because it sounds like a little bit more than therapy. They work with therapy, and Amy's going to tell us how that works because we all could use a little therapy and maybe a little coaching and mentoring too. Amy Gottheimer, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, you are a wealth of knowledge just based on your bio, which is your resume is too long to read. So I put some of your accomplishments in the show notes that people can access below, and they can, of course, always look at the website, which I will mention a few times during the program, which is coachmentors.com. And what I wanted to know first is what is exactly, can you embellish on what I said about what Coach Mentors actually does? And then tell us what Service Engagement Supervisor means.
It would be my pleasure. So Coach Mentors is working with adolescents, young adults, and adults who are struggling to actualize the work that they are doing in therapy or are coming out of a residential treatment program and are looking to really keep that momentum going and need the practical, real-world support that we provide. We go into the community. We are going to people's homes. We are meeting people after school. We're going to coffee shops. We're going to job sites if necessary. We're going to the great outdoors and taking hikes with people to help them actualize those things that are the most important to them that they've been struggling to do with therapy alone. And therapy is great. I've been in therapy for a long time. It is incredibly helpful, but I know that there were plenty of times where I was thinking like, wow, if I could just get somebody to help me through this one part, it would be fantastic. And that's what we're looking to do. It's a gap that we're looking to fill. That therapy,
between the sessions. You guys sort of actualize the goals.
Yes, yes. We're helping people in achieving those things or practicing the skills that they are working on in therapy. We're looking to both like support and reinforce the value of the therapy and the therapists themselves and finding that real life success with the tools that people are working on. And so whether that's mindfulness, whether that's a specific goal like getting a job, or whether that's finding social connections and outlets to be less lonely, Coach Mentors is here to help support that.
And what is your exact job entail with that bizarre title? To me, it's bizarre anyway. I'm sure it's not.
No, I hear that. It is a bizarre title. We took a while in creating it and crafting that title. So I am a licensed clinical social worker in New York, but we work nationally. And we're mostly concentrated in the East Coast and have a small base in Seattle as well. But the service engagement supervisor role is to help work with the clients and their families and the clinicians in the beginning to develop our action plan. And that's one of the things that I think really sets us apart is how action-oriented we are. So this plan is person-centered. It's specific to the individual. It is looking to take their goals and their words and identify ways that Coach Mentors can come in and provide that practical real-world support and is the basis for the work that we eventually do. So I am the one who's crafting those action plans and then identifying and finding the Coach Mentors for our clients. And each Coach Mentor we find is specially considered and connects to the needs of the individual client. We're not just trying to fit anybody that we already have in with a new client coming in. We are going out and recruiting specifically for that client's needs. We've worked with people who have eating disorders, and so we find people who are specializing in eating disorders to be their provider, to be their coach mentor. We've worked with people who deal with serious and persistent mental illness, and so we get people who have that experience to come in and help support them in those ways that are going to be most valuable to them. And then we've recently expanded into creating entire coach mentor teams to provide really intensive support to individuals that have some really significant struggles in their lives. So I am doing that matchmaking process of finding that perfect person who's going to be coming in and fitting into this person's life in a way that's going to help lift them up, bolster them, be a launching pad to that next stage of their lives. And then beyond that,
really
I provide
the matchmaker.
I really am a matchmaker. It's fun. This has been one of my special skills for a very long time, is finding those perfect people. As a program director in my roles previous to Coach Mentors, I was known for being able to really hire incredible staff. And so I'm glad to be able to continue that here.
That's such an important feather in your cap, because how many of us, and as you are, I've been in therapy too, I love it. It's so necessary.
Yeah.
But I agree with you that there's a need there for what you all do. But how many of us have sort of not connected and wasted time finding just the right therapist, obviously. I mean, I know you do coach mentoring, but you still have to connect the person's personality, issues, age, gender, occupation. There's so many, I assume, you tell me if I'm wrong, there's so many circumstances and that you have to take into account to find the right person to coach/mentor that client. Am I right?
Absolutely. There are a bunch of factors. All of our coach mentors have at minimum a bachelor's degree. Most also have master's degrees or are working towards their master's degrees. Some have many, many years experience in the field. But it is a delicate and intricate process of trying to find that right personality for the job. So we hire people who are incredibly energetic and action-oriented themselves and are a lot of fun to be with. I think that's my first criteria, is like, is this somebody that I would want to spend time with? And we definitely find that. And then finding
that
do they really have the ability for follow-through and moving forward to those next steps, helping to get somebody to the next level, the next iteration of themselves.
That's a lot of skills, of course, because, I mean, I think you've made it clear that coaching and mentoring is, and we all know that because there's life coaches out there, and that is different from therapy. And I still think that therapy, of course, is so important. But as you are a partner with that, you will work with the person either during or after therapy to get their goals accomplished. Are most of your clients, by any chance, young adults that are finding difficulties in trying to launch?
Yes. That is a large portion of our population that we serve. The folks that just have significant barriers towards taking those big steps towards independence, both in college, post-college, up until their 30s, that are struggling and figuring out how to really define themselves, which I think is really hard to do in our modern age with so many different outlets for media and information coming in. The development of self is really difficult.
That is what my next question was really all about. The fact that there are so many young adults needing to launch and having barriers, as you said, for a variety of factors. And I'm just wondering, why is that? Is this about technology and phones and loneliness? Because I know that is a very big deal lately, especially after Gene Twenge's book, iGen, the whole iGen thing, which I know you're aware of, has to do with technology and how depressed teenagers and young adults can be because of their phones isolating them. Even though they can't get off their phones, they're lonely.
Absolutely. It feels like the more opportunities for connection we have, the more isolated we become, right?
Yeah.
There's a big barrier to figuring out how to have those real life in-person interactions with people. And with the rise of the internet of connection all across the world, which is beautiful, the problem comes is that it can lead people to never have to leave their homes to an extent if they don't want to. And it sort of stunts some of our social development just in that.
Definitely.
When we're only on Snapchat, when we're only on Instagram.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. As a person over 35, 40, 45, 50, et cetera, our generation, we know that so well. And it's actually painful to watch our children go through this.
Absolutely. I hear you. And we've seen that so much. We've seen that so much in the work that we're doing and have seen the success and the ability of people in having this time that's dedicated to a person-to-person connection lead to a variety of real-world successes. And I will say that a number of our clients are dealing with that loneliness. And there's a young person that we're working with in the South who part of why we got involved was that he just needs somebody to go bowling with him. He wants to go bowling, and he has so much social anxiety that he can't go out on his own and would feel awkward with that. So we are right there to help bridge that. And then while we're out, we're helping to develop those social skills, develop the skills to be able to engage and meet new people, and then build and
that
build
is
and build
the
upon crux.
That social mm-hmm. life and that social anxiety, I don't know if social anxiety itself has increased that as much as we are noticing it more, but I mean, I of course know that mobile phones, technology has increased it. But I wonder if this is something that we also didn't recognize so much years ago, and now we do, and we can perhaps deal with it better, especially with therapy and companies like yours.
Yes. I don't know. I would say that I think being somebody who's over 35 as well, I do remember growing up and feel like we didn't have the access. We didn't have the opportunity to sort of close ourselves off or communicate through these very eyes to screen kind of way. And I think we had to push ourselves more to develop that social connection. And then alongside of that, with globalization and everything, we've just been seeing so much more of everything with the information just amassing itself. We're looking at the world in different ways and noticing it more. So I'd say maybe it's a little of both.
Do you also find that the state of America in general, as divided as it is, and the world has an influence and an impact on these young adults, and that is that any part of their issue, that sort of uneasy feeling that many people have experienced over the last couple of years, if not more?
I definitely think that it plays a role. I do know that in my previous life in working with people with serious mental illness and a variety of other barriers and addictions and things like that, the change in the political climate has impacted them in a really significant way. I think in the same way that it impacted all of us, but there are different factors in consideration for where that impact goes.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, Amy, another question about your firm per se, because there are so many county or state or whatever, you know, supplied coach mentors that people can use or ask for or maybe be eligible for those kinds of services. How are you different than these other family and development, whatever it is, in people's various states throughout our broad country? Are you any different than those, just maybe people that are ineligible that can pay you a fee and you can do it, or are there other differences?
Sure. So So having worked in non-for-profits and through government grants, city grants, things like that for the past 10 years, I saw like how beneficial it is to have that connection and that support and that level of like case management and almost like building of an additional family, or I guess support network would probably be more appropriate. But that creation of a support network around a person who is struggling in really intense ways. However, those are means-tested programs. So there are a number of people who are ineligible for those services. And so with Coach Mentors as a private pay company, we look to fill in those gaps. The last program that I was developing in partnership with the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene here in New York was called Intensive Mobile Treatment. And that was providing these really life-changing, intensive services to individuals in the community, very similar to what we're doing in Coach Mentors. And we were able to see these massive successes there by just having somebody who's going to stick with someone through the difficult times. But that's not available necessarily in the private market. And so that's part of what really attracted me to this agency, like as a continuation of the work that I was doing there, to bring the evidence-based practices, to bring the skilled staff, and to bring that collaborative and action-oriented attitude into this population.
Mm-hmm. And I also assume that if you hire a private company to do this, you will get a lot more attention because just, you know, obviously budget reasons, time reasons, the need is out there for governments, and they probably can't, address this with the same kind of resources that you all can. So there is something to be said for that because they have so many cases on their docket.
Absolutely.
Is there special training that coach mentors have to go through beyond the LCSW and those types of things? I mean, that people should know about and understand.
We do provide a very intense training and orientation to all of our coach mentors before they get started that includes some administrative stuff, but is really mostly focused on the therapeutic elements of what we are providing and then helping to familiarize some people or familiarize our newly coach mentored individuals with the practices that we look to put into place. So we're using those skills like motivational interviewing, strength-focused therapeutic work. We're using critical time intervention and collaborative and proactive solutions, all of these evidence-based practices to build in and tailor our support to each individual client, which is not something that you can necessarily get at a social service agency.
Right. What about for people who need financing? Do you take insurance or do you work with insurance companies? I think that's important because people are always talking about the high cost of services like these, and there is no doubt about it. There is a terribly high cost for services like these, no matter pretty much where you get them. How do you
Absolutely.
Guys work that way?
So unfortunately at this time we don't provide insurance, and we don't know that insurance companies necessarily know what to bill us under. So I think that's a part of the issue there. But we have a variety of different packages that we can provide and tailor to a family's right, like therapeutic needs, but also financial needs that are coming in. We want to make sure that we're a strong and good fit for everyone. We know that this is a program that is not necessarily going to be affordable on a widespread basis, but we're hoping that with our expansion, we can provide more of that support.
Yeah, I hope so too, because, you know, it's, I guess, common knowledge that the wealthier percentages of the population can afford more expensive care. I'm not going to say better care because I don't know, always know that it's better, but it's certainly more expensive, and to go to providers that take insurance or that they can afford outright, et cetera. And it's really hard to find providers in this day and age. As I have interviewed many in the therapeutic world, and it's hard to find. They acknowledge themselves because of obvious reasons. Their insurance really doesn't pay, and you know, they had to increase their volume and decrease their time and et cetera, you know, things like that, and insurance billing, as you say. So I think it's for the lucky that can actually access Coach Mentors. And I want to remind people, coachmentors.com is where you can find out much more information about everything. That the website, as I have spent a lot of time on it, has many factors, and you can find out who works there, who's the staff, you can find out how it works, you can find out if it works for you. I mean, it's very, very detailed, which I really find helpful to those who are not understanding what this really means and how it works, Amy. So I really appreciate the fact that you have, and that you're expanding to other parts of the country.
Absolutely. I think we were always intending to be a national-based organization. We've had the connections and the referral network set up in the East Coast area mostly, but we're in 7 different states right now and looking to expand everywhere. We want to be available wherever there is need.
That's really wonderful. Do you have, how long you guys been around? I missed the actual start date.
Sure, we've been around for about 2 years now. We're a fairly new organization.
That's wonderful, though, to be up and running like this. Do you have a lot of stories? Do you get a lot of feedback? Do you use feedback?
We do. We do, and we are. We're. I think it's a number of small successes, which is where I've known myself too. But we've helped people move into jobs. We've helped people that were looking to disconnect from therapy, realize a different value and access their own personal agency to utilize therapy in a way that's going to be beneficial for them and strengthen that connection. We've helped people transition from long-term therapeutic settings, like residential settings, into their own independent apartments in the community. We also have a family and parent coaching that's available, and we've definitely helped create families grow stronger together, create new patterns of communication, and develop, like, the lines of their relationships and roles within the family to make everybody a lot happier. We've worked with a number of young people who have autism to help integrate them into the community as well.
That is so important, as well as whatever problems people have. People are starting to recognize that autism is in many cases absolutely doable and acceptable to mainstream and to work with young adults and others who have autism. I'm wondering, Amy, does a client have to be in therapy to utilize your service in the sense that you're supporting therapy, or can someone just say, hey, I really am, you know, I don't need therapy right now, I've done it, or whatever. I just want this side of the equation.
That's a great question. Yes, we've come from both sides. We've worked with, there's a 12-year-old boy close to where I live who has been so resistant to any type of therapy and has stayed at home for almost the past 2 years because of his issues and not being able to connect with school. And so we've been working with him steadily and coming to him and working with him out of the home for a while now, and have started to bridge that connection to help reintegrate him into therapy. Now, that's not always the goal that we have. We want to work with the goals that our clients have. Theirs are the most important, first and foremost. Do recognize that sometimes it takes a village, and we want to make sure that people are connecting to the resources that are going to be most important for them and are going to help them achieve their goals. I think therapy can play a really big part in that.
Yes, definitely. I think it's really great that you are able to understand the precise goals of a certain person as opposed to the obvious. For some people, it's not okay. It doesn't work to go to school right away. For some people, it doesn't work to have a job at this moment. But that you seem to be able to access support services to ease them into whatever it is that they want to do, and they can do. So I really appreciate that, because it's a very individual business.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, what's next
it's
coach mentoring.
I think we're very excited in moving into this team-based approach for people that need it, people that need that really high-intensity level of support. That's been really exciting for us. I think we're looking to continue the great work that we're doing and expanding into different states, into different cities, into different areas. We're just hoping to reach the people that need our services and be able to be there for them.
That is a wonderful goal. That is a wonderful goal, and I hope that everybody can access this at some point, whether or not it's your firm or someone else who they, you know, find that can do this kind of work, because I think it is crucial. Are you being received well by the clinical profession, you know, of social work,
oh,
psychology? How do they see you guys? Are they willing to work, you know, or are they saying, oh, you're intruding on our territory?
No, clinicians love us because they think, and as so I also have a clinical practice myself, and it's fantastic to be able to have somebody else who is able to give perspective and to help continue the work that you're doing. But I think therapists also sometimes get stuck a little bit with their clients, and having someone to help them in outside of the therapy room, outside of the office, in achieving those goals, and come in right there to help push somebody through and cheerlead them on and mentor them around the use of the tools is something that therapists and clinicians in general have seen as incredibly helpful.
So if anybody's listening to this that needs this service, find out more at coachmentors.com. But it sounds like you're also recruiting professionals who are good at this kind of thing as you are, and you possibly could be recruiting those people too. So you're also possibly an employer?
Yes, we are. We are, and
so they can
would
go to your website
love
to
hear from professionals that are looking for us. We're also happy to work directly with therapists who might have a client in mind right now that they need that little extra support in the community for. They can go on to our website. There's also our toll-free number is 866-205-4979 that people can call for questions, admissions, or referrals.
Say that number one more time.
That number is 866-205-4979.
Okay, that number is also going to be in our show notes today, so people can absolutely find that later. So they want information, they can call that number. Once again, 866-205-4979. Also, as I said several times, coachmentors.com. I always want to remind people about the website because it's really important to have that information at your request and whenever you need it. So, Amy, I want to thank you so much for joining us. And Coach Mentors is fascinating, and I hope that your clients are helped by this, and I know that you as a LCSW really care about people. You wouldn't be doing this for so many years, this kind of thing with your lengthy bio, which people can get on the website and in the show notes. So I thank you for joining us today. Coach Mentors sounds like a big help, and maybe we'll see it in every state over the next 10 years or so. Who knows, right?
I hope so. Thank you so much.
All right. This is Amy Gottheimer, who is, once again, the Service Engagement Supervisor for Coach Mentors. We have learned a lot today. And, again, go ahead and go to coachmentors.com for more information. Thank you, Amy. Take care. We will see you somewhere around the United States of America helping people and recruiting.
You. This has been wonderful.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Karen Allen signing off. Until the next time, have a wonderful day, everybody. And thank you, Amy.